I pray you'd speak to every single life tonight, and that you would have your way in our hearts and our souls and who we are. In Jesus' mighty name, I want to say thank you, Lord. And everybody said amen. Okay, now before I start tonight, who does not own a Bible that needs one? If you do not own one, I want to give you one. I don't want you to feel bad, but Ryan, come on up here. I want you to raise your hand because I want to give you. Come on up here, Ryan. You do not own a Bible. How many of you own one? You just didn't bring it with you. Let me see your hand. What's up with that? Okay, that's all right. Well, you got it with you then. All right. If you do not have one ever, I want to give you one. If you know somebody, if you want to witness to somebody and talk to them about the Lord, I want to give you a Bible to give to them. Write your name in it. Tell them it's from you and give it to them, okay? Is anybody in that process in their life and their walk right now where you're talking to somebody and you're at a place where you'd like to give them a Bible? Are you here? Raise your hand. There, look at those. Take those. Take some back there. Some more of you ought to be doing that. I said some more of you ought to be doing that. Where's Ron Servone? Where's Ron? Give one to Ron. You ought to be doing that. Good. I just want to, give this brother right here one. Good. God bless all of you that you're doing that. Keep it up. And, man, you're one handsome looking guy, aren't you? Holy moly. You model. Okay, so tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I mean, if you're on the fence about that, just go. Come on. 7 o'clock, but get there early because there'll be a lot of thousands of people there, and you've never experienced anything like that. It'll be great. I want you to live with a perspective to know what time it is and to know how important your time. If anybody else wants one, wave your hand at Ryan. Maybe the Lord's pressing on you right now. You know what? I need to talk to so-and-so and give them up. Don't just be laying one in front of them and hoping they'll pick it up. Don't you do that. But take it and encourage them. We're living in an incredible time, and what we do with the time that we're living in is so important. One of these scriptures that I read at every time I do a funeral service is Psalm 39, 4 and 5. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. If you're over 50, maybe if you're over 40, you know how true that is. Remind me that my days are numbered and that my life is fleeing away. My life is no longer than the width of my hand. Everybody hold their hand up. That's how long your life is. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? And no, I'm not kidding you, Paul. That's what the word says. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. Human existence is but a breath. You see, in Peter, I don't have it in my notes, he says, a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. In heaven, 1,000 years like one day to us, to you and I. And that's why he says, your life, it's so short here on this earth. There's nothing to it. And so it's important that the direction of our lives is continually, and our families is moving in a direction that God has called us to. And nothing less, nothing short of that. And for you and I to make decisions based on what God is encouraging us to do and to be, and not just what we want to do. How many of you deal with that conflict in your life? This is what you want to do, but you feel this drawing over here is what I should be doing. In James 4, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 says it this way. He says, now listen, you who say, this is so amazing, this is so relevant. Today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city. We'll spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Sounds legitimate. Guy's got a vision. He's talking about somebody with a plan, with a goal. But look at what he says here. This is what the Word of God says. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then it vanishes. You talk about being humble. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will. I don't want to just burn that into everyone's heart here tonight. That you have that, if you're going to make a decision, if you're going to do something, if you're going to go somewhere, just, Lord, is this your will? He says, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. Some things we know what God's will is. We don't have to ask. We already know what it is. But in many things, we just get in this motorized motion and we never inquire of the Lord. He says, as it is, you boast and you brag. Nobody knows anybody like that here, do they? All such boasting, read it. What's it say? It's evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, read that. Can you read it? What's it say? You didn't even have to do anything wrong. But he says, if you know what's right to do and you're not doing it, you're living in sin. Did you hear me? Have you got me on, Jeff? I said, if you're living and you know what's right to do and you are not doing it, that is sin. Well, just, you know, it's nothing that big. It's just a little thing over here. And that's not what the Word of God says. He said, if you know the good you ought to do and you don't do it, then you're in sin. You're in disobedience. And God's Word is challenging us to trust Him with the plans of our lives and to bring every part of our lives into submission to who He is. We need to, I like that. I looked up at my wife when Ryan said, you got to get in the bed more. My wife is a go-to-bed person. That she, the minute she gets home at night, she's got one thought in mind, and if she's going to cuddle up next to the pillows, and it's lights out for her. You got to get in to God a little bit more. The Bible, the scripture says, instead, you ought to say, if this is the Lord's will, we will live. We will do this or we will do that. And James, he rebukes the fact that we can go on and we can carry out life and we can do it perfectly apart from Him. And some are so gifted and so talented that we can just go on day after day, week after week, month after month, and we can live successful and never inquire of the Lord to see what He says. And it's not the life that says, what will be. Get that out of your vocabulary. It's not what will be. It's what God directs us and leads us to by the power of His Holy Spirit. When people say, well, you know, it is what it is. What will be. It must have been a plan. You are living in a carnal, fleshly, worldly dimension. And it doesn't mean if you live in the spirit dimension that it's going to be void without problems. You'll have problems, but you'll have Him behind you helping you through them. I love this scripture in Romans 8:14. And this is why you should have your Bible, so you can circle it, so you can make a note, because this is an important scripture. They're all important. But I love this. For as many who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Let me read that again. For as many who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons or the daughters. They're just children of God. He said if we're led by God's Holy Spirit. And how does He lead us? We're led by guidance. We are led by Him drawing us. Some of you looked outside tonight. It was beautiful, but you felt a drawing. That was His Holy Spirit. Some are led by governing authorities. Tonight, when Ryan was up here and he was urging some of you, if you're feeling God, that was God using and speaking through him by the Holy Spirit to confirm something that was going on inside of your heart. And some of you felt it and you didn't even obey it because, you know, our culture says, well, I'll do what I want to do when I do it. And can I just tell you something? That when you obey the Lord in the littlest things, He will reward your life in the biggest of ways. And I'm talking about if you walk down a sidewalk. How many of you ever walk down a sidewalk, you see a piece of paper, and you feel something telling you, I should pick that up, and you walk right by it, and all of a sudden maybe you walk 10, 15 feet and say, now I got to turn around and get that. That's just obedience, and you need to learn that. Obedience, doing the right thing over and over, leads to a great blessing in your life. Amen. It really does. So how do we make that turn, that transition? Well, number one, we got to turn our whens into now. Instead of, you know, when everything works out, you know, someday when I get married or I have a better job or whenever I have this, then I will serve the Lord. Then I will do what I'm supposed to do. And all along, God is saying, no, you turn your when into now. Instead of living, you know, in some other time, you live right now. And you let God speak to you and draw you into the fulfillment that he has called for you right today, right now. Because God has given us the power of his Holy Spirit to make the decisions and the choices that will lead us into his perfect plan for not only our own personal lives, but for our families and for our homes. And you have, you know, I'm a goal setter. I plan, I think ahead, I write stuff down. But more so than anything, I'm finding my life to take this turn. Well, when I obey God on a daily, on a regular basis, when I pray, when I seek his face, when I hear from him, that all of a sudden, he just begins to open up these doors, and he says, this is the way, walk in it. And he will do that for us. Seizing the moment that you are in, instead of always looking behind you and saying, well, those were the days then. No, you and I are in the days right now. We're in a great season right now. These are really, you're living, whether you think so or not, maybe you're going through a challenge in your life, but you are living in the best days of your life right now. You really are. Psalm 118, 24, this is the day that God's made. And here's what we do. We need to rejoice and be glad in it. Not for yesterday and tomorrow, right now. What are you thinking about right now? 1 Corinthians 2:12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, here it is, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to you and I by God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. You are an ambassador. As though God were pleading or working through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. The power of his Holy Spirit working through you, satiating who you are as an individual. 1 John 3:2, beloved, now, not tomorrow, not next week, not a year from now, not when everything, you know, well, when I get this done, when I get that done, when I get this ready, when I get that. He said, now we are the children of God. It has not been yet revealed what we shall be, what we know. We know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That is a powerful scripture right there. And when Jesus is revealed to us, he'll either come for us, we'll see him when he returns someday, or we will come to him and we will meet him someday. But when he is revealed, we are going to be, look at that, we shall be like him, for we shall see. You wonder what heaven's going to be like? You're going to be like Jesus. That's what the scripture says. That ought to really tickle your bottom right there. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And we can participate in that right now. When we are led by the Spirit, we don't have to wait for someday. He says, this is a now life. Now you are the children of God. You got to turn your when into right now. You got to turn your intentions into actions instead of saying, well, someday I'm going to do this. What good intentions do you have that you have never said, okay, I'm going to do it now? How many of you said, well, we're going to do that someday. You know, I'm going to do that. Yep, well, maybe not this week, but maybe next week. And it's not next week. It's not next month. It doesn't happen next year. And you go on and you go on and you go on. And here that verse of scripture is in James 4:17, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, that is sin. Maybe it's leading somebody to Christ. I should have waited until after I got done. I would have given all the Bibles out tonight. You would have been walking out with a stack. Okay, I'll do it. Maybe it's going on a mission trip. Maybe it's going to L.A. It's not too late. You say, well, someday I'm going to do that. And you keep on feeling that drawing and that prompting. And you say, I just can't do it now. That could be the Lord. Maybe it's stopping some negative habit in your life. Alcohol abuse or something. Maybe it's just serving the Lord. Maybe it's just doing something in the church, like being an usher, serving in children, going to a prayer meeting. Maybe it's a relational decision that you've just been holding off. You need to make up your mind. You need to do that. Maybe you're lending your life to someone or something that's holding you from your destiny. Maybe you need to go on a trip to the Dream Center so you can expose yourself to something that's bigger than the world that you're living in. You know, that's one of the most important things. When you go on a mission trip or you go somewhere, your life, it becomes bigger. You are exposed to something so much bigger than you're used to. How many of you, I remember when I was a kid, we had this big, giant, I mean, this stone was the size of a car and a half out behind where I lived. I'll never forget it. And then it was probably 10 years ago. One day I thought, you know what? I'm going to drive down to where we used to live. I'm going to walk out. I'm going to find that stone. And I'm looking all over, and I find a stone. It's about two or three times the size of this monitor here. I'm looking all around. Where is that stone? And I remember some kid sprayed paint on it. I'm looking, well, that rock's got paint on it. That can't be the stone. My life had gotten bigger. Your life will get bigger when you expose your life to things that are bigger. Amen. How about simply loving your family and loving your spouse more in a tangible way? Always, well, I'm going to do that someday. I'm going to try to do that. Proverbs 3:27 says, don't withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Don't say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it to you tomorrow, when you now have it with you. Some of you got the power to do what you need to do right now, and you're not doing it. And the Lord is prompting you, and he brought you here tonight, so you turn your intentions into actions. You start to move. You just start to make that decision in your life. And you focus on some things in your life. You focus on prayer. 1 Peter 4:7, because the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded, self-controlled, so that you can pray and hear the voice of God. You need to focus on people. 1 Peter 4:8-9, above all, love each other deeply. Because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. You know why some people don't serve? It's because they don't think anybody appreciates them, and they do it to be noticed and to be, oh, thank you so much. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you serve for that intention, can I tell you, you're going to be disappointed sorely. Amen. We don't serve because of that. We serve because we love people deeply. We love. Galatians 5:13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty, but don't use it as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, but if you bite, devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. We've got to love, got to care, got to serve one another. Focus on your purpose. 1 Peter 4:10, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve who? Yourself? The pathway to the greatest joy in your life is when you serve others and you do it and you don't want anything in return and you don't even want any accolades for it. Now, you get around me, I'm gonna say thank you. I love to tell people thank you, but don't get to a place in your life that if somebody forgets or they don't do it, that you get upset, because when you do it as unto the Lord. Do it as unto the Lord. Number three, you got to turn your whole heart towards Him, not just a little bit. I love what Ryan said. Benny, get in the bed all the way. Get under the covers. Quit just sticking your toe in the water just a little bit. Quit trying to, well, God, what are you going to do for me tonight? I think I'll try God on tonight. He doesn't want you to try Him on. He wants you to live for Him so He can live inside of you. One of the scribes, one of the religious leaders, asked Jesus some questions. And Jesus had to answer. And Jesus, when He answered them, He speaks that to you and I today. Mark 12:34, Jesus saw that He had answered wisely. He said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God. You may be this close to Him, but you haven't stepped all the way in for Him to work in your life." And God wants to draw you and I and our families into that unity, to walk with Him and to live for Him. Somebody told me just this last week, and I've heard this for years. Years ago when we were at the Y, I was reminded of it. This lady came, she spoke. She was a teacher, and she said, "I want to show you an illustration." She took two jars, and she had the same amount of sand. And she filled the one empty jar full of sand, and then she took these stones, and she tried to put them in there, and she couldn't get them in. Then she took the other jar that was empty. She put the same amount of stones in, and she filled it up with the same amount of sand. And she said, so many people, they want to get everything that they want first into the jar, and then put what God wants for them in later, but it never will fit. If you put Him in first, you can always have the rest of your life in there, and you have Him and the blessing that He has for you at the same time. I should do that sometime. I gotta get some. Kathy, help me to do that. Get me those jars, get me those little thing, and get me the sand. We'll do that. I'll never forget that. You have to make the change, and you have to get all in for the Lord. When you do, this is like when I started tonight, I'm talking about giving. It's been on my heart. Some of you, you've never come into that covenant relationship with God, and you're worried, well, if I give Him this, then I'm not going to have it. Can I just encourage somebody? Let's take the rest of this year. Let's do some great things for the Lord. We could change the world. I know people that waste more money on nonsense that could change the world. You say, well, that's them. Let them do it. We need that. No, do you know that your dollars, your little amount, corporately together, we can move the purposes and the plans. And this isn't about giving tonight, but must be somebody needs to hear it. Just like when I said Jennifer on the radio the other day, maybe there's a Jennifer here. You need to hear that. But you need to hear the heart of God tonight. Trust God. Trust the Holy Spirit in your life. Let Him lead you. Let Him lead your family. Moms, dads, when you do that, when you set that as a standard in your home, I'm going to tell you something. I'm old enough now that I can say this. You will look back over your life and you say, boy, that was a little tough then. That was a challenge then. But look at what the Lord has done right now. Amen. Just open up your hands tonight. I want to pray for you. I'm so thankful that each one of you are here tonight. I love you so much. Close your eyes. Open up your hands. God wants you to, He wants you to make the decisions that are right for your life too. Do the right thing. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Fall in a powerful and in a mighty way in our lives, in our homes, in our families. Lord, we don't want to shut You out. God, I'm speaking of my own life. More of You, God. I'll go where You want me to go. I'll do what You want me to do. I'll be what You want me to be. Hallelujah. Lord, I'll love like You want me to love. eyes closed, your hands open. What is it tonight that you can bring to Him? What is it tonight that you need Him to change in your life? What is it that you need to bring to the altar? You do it right where you're at. What is it that you've been holding off on? Spirit of the living God, I ask you personally tonight, have your way in our lives. Help us to turn our whens into right now. Lord, we don't want to do it someday. We want to do it now. Lord, we don't want to wait until another year goes by. Some, maybe even, they'll miss the greatest opportunity of their lives. And I pray that
thank you.
I feel in my heart right now tonight that somebody, you don't want to. I sense the Lord, it's part of the bloodline that you deal with. You just deal with this unforgiveness that the enemy just wants to over and over just cause you to fail in that area. The Lord wants to set you free. I really feel that from the Lord tonight. I want to pray for you because the Lord wants to free you of that. Maybe you've been carrying it a long time. I want you to come right down here, stand in front of me. It's going to be over here in just a couple moments. If that's you, this is your moment. This is your night. Don't sit there until you die. God, he speaks something like that. It's your time. Forgiveness. Great forgiveness. Come here. Todd. Thank you, Lord God. Come here, Paul. Thank you. Anyone else? I feel like there's a woman here that you've been dealing with this. Actually, I sense... Ladies, come down here right now, quick. It's going to go tonight. Tonight it's going to go. This is the end of it. When you respond to the power of God's Holy Spirit like that, he begins to rush. Come right over here. Get right in front of them. Lay your hand on them. Begin to pray over them. God's power is being demonstrated in the house. I told you, this is a day that we're living in. There's two more men. You don't have to feel bad that you're Johnny come lately, but if you don't come, that's when you should feel bad. Because the Lord wants to free you of that. Nobody's going to think anything of you tonight. Heaven is wide open over this place right here, right now. There's one, there's two. Boys, Todd, where are you? Come on over here, Ryan. Open up your hands, guys. Let him pour in into your heart and into your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray your power on this life right now. Open up your hands, Wes. God's going to pour out to you. There's been a... Here's the word that comes to me. You've been assaulted. Even as a young child, and the enemy would just try to tell you that it's always going to be that way, you're never going to amount to nothing. But I feel a change in the heavenlies coming over your life. Brad, where are you? Come right over in front of him. I want you to impart into him that what God has given unto you, because there's more in you. There's more in you. More in you. God's going to free you of that brokenness as a child in your life. Brad, I want you to come on, pray over him tonight. Give you glory. I give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Get in. Get in deeper, boys. Get in deeper. Get in deeper. Get in deeper. Deeper, deeper. Deeper, deeper. Thank you, Lord God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Pray for you ladies that come down for prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Use them, Lord. Use them in a great way, God. Just about three more minutes. Thank you. see you, Jennifer. The Lord is going to, he's already taken you out of a safety zone, but you need to set yourself, because he's going to take you way out. I see you traveling and you saying, I don't even know why I'm doing this, but I feel the Lord drawing me to do it. I see you're going to go somewhere. And I think the Lord's already been dealing with you about it. And you've just been pushing it down because you keep on saying, that's just not me. Your life has changed from this moment on. There's a new DNA and a new bloodline flowing in you. Thank you, God. Lord, we just believe you and we give you thanks for the great things that you're doing. Wes's life tonight too, God. In the name of Jesus. John's life tonight. Tell me your name one more time. Joseph's life. James's life. Father, I pray the power, not just for one night, Lord, but for a lifetime. For a lifetime. In Jesus' mighty name. I give you glory and praise, Lord. Father, we thank you for the things that you are working on in every one of our lives. I even pray, God, for this weekend. I pray, Lord, for every person that is in here, Lord, that who has stepped into this dimension, that they would get on the phone and say, I want you to come with me, Lord. I pray the spirit of an evangelist on everyone here. That they would begin to do the work that you've called them. That they wouldn't wait for another time, but they would do it right now. And I pray, Lord, tonight that you would seal what you have released in every life tonight, I pray. That the enemy would not try to not steal it later, but God, you would continually confirm it. And for that, God, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it. Come on, and everybody said, amen. I love you.